The first time pastors read through one of those poems without me crying. So God's definitely helping me out tonight, and hopefully will continue to do so. But it's really hard to believe that 3 years has already gone by. Like Pastor said, when we arrived in Korea, Kara was only 3 months old. So I guess you can see an illustration through looking at her of how long we've been here. And she was probably doing the same thing when she was 3 months old and we were here her first Sunday, sleeping. So we knew for sure that it was God's will for us to come to Korea as a family. And we planned to do so whether through command sponsorship or whatever other means. And it was amazing the way that God worked in all of the details, and we were able to have this time in Korea together as a family. We were also pretty much sure that Lighthouse would be our church home even before we left because of research. And then also Josh was able to talk to Pastor Roscoe before we even left Utah. And but we were absolutely sure our first Sunday when we stepped in the church, and we felt completely at home, even though we were on the other side of the planet. And now that it's 3 years later and it's our time to leave Lighthouse, I don't feel the same assurance like I did before coming here. We were prepared to stay for longer, and we even applied for a 3-year extension, but that didn't happen. And things just haven't seemed to line up as smoothly coming up to this transition. But I think the reason for that is actually because we've had people here, we've had dueling prayer warriors. We've had people here praying for us to stay, and our family at home praying for us to go. So I think that might be part of it. But I prayed for God's will, and I'm trusting that this is his will for our family. And that's the main area that I wanted to share a testimony with tonight, is about how God has used my time here at Lighthouse to increase my faith and my trust in him. So first of all, during my time here, I've learned that God will enable me to do things that I did not think I was capable of. He's doing that right now. But after we joined the church, I told Pastor that I was experienced working with children and that I'd love to help out with any of the children's ministries, but also that I was willing to serve wherever I was needed. Those are dangerous words at this church. But we were asked to take over the children's church, and we gladly agreed, and we've loved serving and ministering to the children. And we really feel blessed and honored that we've been able to minister to them each week, and we're going to miss them all very much. But working with children is something that I grew up doing, and I was very comfortable undertaking that. But sometime after this, Mrs. Sue asked me and a few other ladies to take turns hosting ladies' fellowships. And our responsibilities were going to be the food and planning a game and also leading a devotion. And I agreed, but not with as much gusto as I did to working with the kids. I was very nervous about giving a devotion and speaking in front of a group of ladies. So I planned for months for the fellowship. Thankfully, I knew way ahead of time, especially the devotion. And I was so nervous when it came time to give it. It turned out fine, but throughout the experience, I turned to God all along the way. I sought his will on what to bring forth, and I studied. I read the Bible. I read a bunch of other devotion books as well. I prayed for the right words to say. I prayed for all of the details, and I prayed that God would help me get through the presentation. And through all this all of this preparation, not only did I draw closer to God, but I learned what it meant to allow God to work through you. Later on, I was asked to lead the ladies' Bible study, and after going through 4 or 5 books, I got a lot of experience speaking and organizing and ministering to the ladies. And the last time Mrs. Sue asked me to give a devotion was for the ladies' Christmas fellowship, and instead of being nervous and anxious, I was actually excited and honored to see what God would have me to speak about, and I really enjoyed it. But so that's one thing is God, it was made very real to me that when God calls on you to do something, even when I don't feel capable, that he will enable me to do it. Another way that God's really developed my trust in him through this ministry is by seeing his work in the lives of others. It's really amazing what God brings people through and what he enables them to do. First of all, Mrs. Sue, I'm not going to look at you because I'll start crying, but her life is an amazing testimony of someone who loves the Lord and who strives for Christ's likeness. In Titus 2:3-5 says, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And Mrs. Sue is a great example of that, except for the aged part. She's not very aged, but she still does a wonderful job of being an example to the younger women in this church. She's also an example of a godly wife and a helpmeet to her husband. Her love and support and encouragement to pastor builds him up, and that bolsters the work that he does for us and for the Lord. And a pastor's wife's actions and attitudes have such a power over their husbands and their ministry. And we've had experience with pastor's wife where they don't take that responsibility seriously, and it's had adverse effects on the ministry. But she does take it seriously and is just a great example of what a helpmeet should be. Making her husband's life easier and more pleasant. Besides being a blessing to her husband, she strives to be a blessing to everyone around her as well. She's a blessing to the lost as an avid soul winner, a blessing to the ladies with her advice and godly wisdom she shares. She's also a great blessing to all of us with her cooking, generosity, and love that she bestows upon all of us. So I'm so grateful to have had her as an example and a mentor for the last few years. I'm going to say a little bit more about her. Mrs. Sue's reaction to being diagnosed with cancer was supernatural. I don't think anybody was here except for Joe when that happened. But you never saw her sad or disheartened or worried. She kept on doing all that she could do, probably more than Pastor would have liked her to do. She didn't want anyone to feel sad or upset about it, but she always had a smile on her face through the entire ordeal and talked about how excited she was to see how God would use it in her life and in the lives of others. And she kept this attitude throughout the entire ordeal, from the day she found out about it until the day she came home from the surgery. She was smiling about it. And this testimony truly changed my life. I think God might have made you get cancer just for me. I'm sorry. But it really did. It's one thing to read about those of great faith in the Bible, but it's really a blessing when you get to see that great faith exhibited in the actions of your brothers and sisters in Christ. And, of course, Pastor's faith was also a testimony to see, because of course he was devastated to think of his wife in pain or the idea of her leaving this earth, but he also maintained a supernatural composure throughout the entire process. The few years that God has allowed us here has enabled us to see the provision of God in this ministry. Our pastor has to trust the Lord in his decisions for filling positions in the church, which is always a difficult task, but especially when you have people that are only here for a short one-year tour, you have to trust the Lord completely, because you only know them for a month or two before you need them to start working. And it's a wonderful thing to see what happens when people are selected for their service based not only on their willingness, but on, most of all, the Holy Spirit's direction. And it's been amazing to hear the testimonies of so many people that have said being at this church was exactly what we needed. And all of us are here by divine appointment, but some of those that could come through, you could really see that God worked, moved heaven and earth to get them here at Lighthouse so that they could get what they needed. I think of Carlos and Mario. Most of you probably remember them, but Mario had to leave his pregnant wife and his two girls for a one-year remote, and he determined that if he was going to have to do that, then he was going to be used by God in whatever way possible. And so God saw that willingness, and he put Carlos in Mario's workplace because he knew that Mario would be the perfect witness for Carlos. And Carlos came, and he got saved, and it was just so amazing to see what happens when someone's saved and discipled, and you could just see their the growth of Carlos was amazing to see. And there's so many others. Tiffany, whose brother died and he was murdered, and she was here with two ladies who were able, who had gone through very similar situations, who could counsel her and help her through it. And it's just amazing to see how many people have come through here and have said, I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't have been here. Or you just see that how much God changed them during their time here. Also, during ladies' Bible study, the ladies are very candid and honest and share their testimonies of things that God has brought them through, and just terrible, you know, terrible things that would be very difficult for anybody to go through, and they just share how God brought them through it. And I'm so thankful for these testimonies, not only the ladies, but also people that are leaving the church that give their testimonies up here, because just to see how God works in others strengthens my faith, because I know that he'll do the same thing for me. And finally, God has worked through pastors preaching to grow my faith tremendously. Our pastor is an awesome preacher. You really are an amazing preacher. His preaching is done completely for Christ and for those in attendance. I've learned so much through the lessons and series and sermons over the past few years, and I know that I've grown spiritually as a direct result. It's been really special at times to see the Spirit's hand working when I'm going over a particular topic in my personal studies or just going through something in my life. And maybe I'm not fully understanding or grasping it, and that just happens to be what Pastor goes over in the next message. And there's been so many situations like this, and you know, when you do your Bible study, you always pray for wisdom before you start, that you're gonna that God will give you wisdom, and I pray for wisdom all the time. And it's just amazing that God proves himself to be faithful to his promise in James 1:5, that if you ask God, then he'll give it to you liberally. And sometimes when he answers so vividly, it just fills your heart. And I don't know, my pastor preaching about some random subject, and I just start crying because God just was showing me something right there, you know. And it just builds, you can't help but love and trust God more when he cares so much for you. So now that I've said all this, I know that I'm not really feeling uncertainty that God wants us to go. I know he wants us to go, but I'm just feeling regret because it's been so wonderful here, and I just wish that I could have more more time here. But I know that you're going to all be praying for us as we find a church in Arizona, as well as a home to live in and delivering a baby. And I'm very thankful for your prayers, and I'm thankful that God has strengthened my faith in him, and I know that I can trust him to take care of us no matter where we are on the earth.
All right, I'm set. You know, you ever wonder how the dots all connect together? Well, I do, and when we were on our way to Korea, the way that God worked everything out for my whole family to come and for this church to be here, I took it for granted at first, But I knew there was something special to it. And, you know, you always say hindsight's 20/20 with the way that God works things out. And when the last church we were at, my wife, she was involved in quite a few different ministries here and there. And I was not. And it wasn't because I didn't have the want or, you know, or that I wasn't accessible to God to serve in some sort of capacity there. And it wasn't that I had necessarily a bad attitude, although I'm starting to think that that's what it turned into after a while. But there was just not a reservation for me there. There was not a whole lot of places at that church that I could have worked at. And so God put a little bit of a lull in my walk. And it was a little bit of a low point for me because I just kept thinking, you know, what am I doing wrong? Why isn't God utilizing me? And so we got orders to come out here. And, you know, we had to find the church, and we found this church online. And, you know, we had our pastor at the time call because I wasn't too confident in talking to the pastor at the time. But so he called for me to make sure that this church lined up doctrinally with Scripture. And even though I kind of already knew that it did because I, you know, browsed the website for hours on end. But anyway, so we knew where we wanted to go when we got here. And when we finally got here, I came to that first service. And the whole time on our travel out here, I just kept asking God. I was praying, God, please allow there to be a way that I can serve you here in Korea. And when we got here, or when I got here, the first church service I came to, I remember what was preached. And it was, absolute surrender. And I remember the way that the message, you know, it really worked on me, and it made me start to think and actually consider what God was doing in my life and maybe why the dots were connected the way that they were. And I don't want to say that I had a horrible attitude when I first got here, or a bad attitude, but I had an attitude that I wanted to serve, and the experience at my last church kind of stunted me a little bit. But when I came out here and I realized all that God had done for my family and how he was working in our lives, I knew that after hearing that message, that's what I had to do. I had to commit and surrender fully over to what the Lord would want me to do here. And so I'm not trying to have a bragamony session or anything, but what I did try to do was anything that the Lord wanted me to do. Amen. I just accepted it, no matter what. Amen. And so everything, every task that was presented to me that had to do with serving here in the church, I wanted to be the guy that had a good attitude about doing it. And so far, the lesson that I've learned is that there's no offense. Joy and strength comes from absolute surrender to God's will. And whatever God wants you to do, that's what you have to do. You have to stand on what God wants you to do. And so, you know, every task that came up, I wanted to do that. And that's how God taught me the lesson. And I'm going to leave here with a different attitude, a different outlook on ministry in this place. I want to say what God did to me here was he developed, I consider myself still a babe when I got here, not having the understanding and the wisdom to know what God wanted from me. And I'm going to leave here knowing that I have to surrender. And that's one of the biggest lessons that, I think God's taught me here. If you would have met me 3 years ago, kind of like Pastor described earlier, I was pretty much a different person. And getting this shell to crack probably wasn't, it wasn't an easy thing to do. And I'm still working on it a little bit. Excuse me. Or God's still working on me a little bit, trying to get the shell to open up even more. But when I, the last time I preached a message was when I was very, very young. And I remember it was a horrible experience because I wasn't letting God work through me. And I wasn't asking God for his direction on what he wanted me to preach about. And coming here, I've learned, just like my wife had said, from the way that Pastor preaches, from the way that he's completely given over and surrendered his tongue to the Lord to be able to be used, to use Pastor as a vessel for God's word. That's what I've learned that you have to do. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Now, I did do the treasury work, and personally, I think God was working through Mrs. Sue to help me out to be a normal person. You know, I gave a message on Wednesday night about encouragement, and the one who taught me about encouragement was Miss Sue. And you know, I'm a horrible cluist. My wife tries to give me clues all the time. She says, hey, you know what would be awesome? As if those dishes were clean. And I look at her and I say, that would be awesome if those dishes were clean. Well, the one thing you learn very quickly about Mrs. Sue is she doesn't give you any clues. She lets you know. Not in a mean way. She's the most kind, wonderful person. Not in a mean way, but she lets you know, how you ought to act. And that's what, you know, I haven't experienced a lot in churches that we've served at or that we've been at. And I think God used her to develop me and to work on my heart, to crack me out of the shell, to realize that I have to be an encouragement to other people, that it's not just about me, my walk, but it's about everybody else. Amen. So I thank Miss Sue and I thank God most of all for allowing you to help me out. Whew. Man, I better get to the good part.
I'd be able to sleep today. So Pastor, have you ever wondered
what you would look like if you were a cartoon?
Oh, no.
Well, what I did here is I tried my best to illustrate what you would look like as a cartoon. And when people think of caricatures, they think of these giant head, you know, pointing out your obvious features. Well, I'm not that good. I can cartoon some people. But and what I did was I turned you into a cartoon. So I'm going to show this to the church. And this, Pastor, this is for you, and this by no means is a reward. It's just to show the Smith family's appreciation of you. Now, this is what I contributed. This is what I contributed a drawing, because I am not an orator. But what my wife did is over these last 3 years, is she has collectively written down every quote that you've ever made from the pulpit. Over the last 3 years, and as you can see, there's a good 40 of them. And you read through some of these, and it almost kind of reminds you of the messages that they had to do with. So, this is my wife's contribution to show our love for you. And then we also got something from Miss Sue, but she doesn't have to open it. This is for you guys.
Okay, all right.
Not a reward, but just showing your love.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. Wow. All right. Wow.